you for that request. It's great to be on in Melbourne. So hello to everybody in Melbourne, all our mates in Melbourne. I've been to Australia a number of times, and a beautiful part of the world. Love Australia. Been to Perth, been to Sydney, have not been to Melbourne, but thank you, Sotir, for your request. Kenya Kofi checked in. Mubarak is with us. Abdal Fita Raweha is in Misrata, Libya, listening to our show. Saul Shirtawi checked in as well at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And I heard from Antoine Kamuenyi, who said, say happy birthday to my friends Bright Lucient, Aking Tinho, and Jonathan Kabema, who are all in their 20s. And they are listening to Border Crossings and celebrating a birthday. Coming up next, we have Taylor Swift and Zayn. And this song was written for and performed for the soundtrack to 50 Shades Darker, which is out right now in the U.S. Tony Einstein wants to hear the song from the film that's on the charts doing well called I Don't Want to Live Forever. Here are Zayn and Taylor Swift on Border Crossings.
Wide open behind these four walls, hoping you come. It's just a cruel existence, like it's no point hoping at all. Baby, baby, I feel crazy. Up all night, and every day. Give me something, but you say nothing. What has happened in the night? I don't want.
Keep calling your name. Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Ooh, nah, nah, yeah. Don't act like you know me, like you know me, nah, nah, yeah. I am not your homie, not your homie. Ooh, nah, nah, yeah. Don't act like you know me, like you know me, nah, nah, yeah. You don't know me.
What you gonna do?
Yeah. Time is money, so don't f*** with mine. Seeing out with my girls, I'ma have a good time. Step back with your chit-chat, killing my vibe. See, you can't get too much of a good thing. So I'm here dressed up in the finest things. Well, please hold your tongue, don't say a damn thing. iPhone camera flashing, please step back, it's my style, you're cramping. You here for long, oh no, I'm just passing. Do you wanna drink? Nah, thanks for asking. Ooh, nah, nah, yeah. Don't act like you know me, nah, nah, yeah. I am not your homie, not your homie. Ooh, nah, nah, yeah. Don't act like you know me, nah, nah, yeah. You don't know me, fuck yeah.
I mean, we can throw shapes together, but it doesn't mean you're in my circle.
Yeah. Cruise through life and I'm feeling on track. If you can't keep up, then you better fall back. 'Cause money look better when I see it all stacked up. See, you can't get too much of a good thing. So I'm here dressed up in the finest things. Well, please hold your tongue, don't say a damn thing. See your iPhone camera flashing. Please step back, it's my style, you're cramping. You here for long, oh no, I'm just passing. Do you wanna drink? Nah, thanks for asking. Ooh, nah, nah, yeah. Don't act like you know me, nah, nah, yeah. I am not your homie, not your homie. Camera flashing, please step back, it's my style, you're cramping. You here for long, oh no, I'm just passing. Do you wanna drink? Nah, thanks for asking. Ooh, nah, nah, yeah. Don't act like you know me, nah, nah, yeah. I am not your homie, not your homie. Ooh, nah, nah, yeah. Don't act like you know me, nah, nah, yeah. You don't know me.
Border Crossings, and that is a great song there. I've never heard that one before. Jax A, and Jax A and Jones and Ray. Not Ray McDonald, but this is Ray, R-A-Y-E. And the song is called You Don't Know Me. And it's a request all the way from Tehran, Iran.
Nice.
Tehran and Hamed Farouzandeh. So thank you very much, Hamed, for listening in Iran to Border Crossings. And tell a few of your friends to tune us in. We'd love to have everybody listening. And it got room for as many as we can get. Patrick James checked in along with his friend. He's introduced somebody to Border Crossings named Matthew Killa Wayne. And they're listening. Babagana Maaji is in Maduguri. Kumi Doris is a new listener. Thank you for joining us. And Habtamu Desta is also listening and loving the show. It's Border Crossings. Ray McDonald is in our studios. And since he's here, we're going to blow the dust off the charts. And we're going to take a look at what's going on in the charts. This is called Chart Chat. So we're going to chat right now.
And by the way, have any Ghanaian listeners checked in with us today?
Oh, yeah. Lots of people. In fact, I've got a request coming up from a guy named Eyeball.
Eyeball. He's eyeballing.
He's in Ghana listening to Border Crossings.
Well, of course, yesterday was Ghanaian Independence Day, 60 years. So I imagine some of our Ghanaian listeners may be, you know, nursing a hangover or two. I was celebrated yesterday, so I just want to give a special shout out to all the Ghanaian listeners going in here.
And I'd like to know, what is the drink of choice in Ghana? What is your libation? Maybe you can call in.
Ask the listeners.
Call in, write in.
Right.
Let us know what it is in Ghana. Do you have a special drink or party favor that you use to celebrate special occasions?
Exactly.
And share some with us, whatever it is.
Whatever it is, whatever makes you happy, we need some.
We want some.
Well, I have two songs that hopefully will make you happy. Both from proven hit makers with long track records. The first one is by Kygo. It Ain't Me, featuring Selena Gomez. And this kind of marks the return of Selena to the musical arena after she took some time off last year. This song is really jumping up the chart. In 1 week, it went from 93rd to 12th place. It's being driven by streams and sales and airplay. Across the board, this song is a hit. So we're going to take a closer look at Kygo and Selena Gomez after It Ain't Me.
I had a dream, we were sipping whiskey neat, highest floor of the Bowery, and I was high enough. Somewhere along the lines, we stopped seeing eye to eye, you were staying out all night, and I had enough. No, I don't wanna know where you've been or where you're going, but I know I won't be home, and you'll be on your own.
Yes, it is, Selena. It is you.
Yes.
Kygo and Selena Gomez, It Ain't Me, leapfrogging from 93rd to 12th place on the latest Billboard Hot 100. Kygo, he's a Norwegian DJ producer. He broke into the big time when he remixed an Ed Sheeran track called Icy Fire. He's had a bunch of other dance hits. He's picked up more than 300 million views on SoundCloud and YouTube. So in the EDM and dance community, he's big. This is his big pop breakthrough. It's the first single from his upcoming second album. Debuted at number one back home in Norway. It's gone top five in a number of countries, from Australia to Canada to Germany. And it says, Kygo and his co-writers usually spend months pitching their tracks to singers. That's usually how these things work. The producers come up with a track, they come up with a beat, and then they shop it around. And apparently about a month after they came up with the song, Selena Gomez heard it, and she jumped all over it. She said, I want this one. Early in February, Selena teased the song on Instagram. It is now her eighth top 20 entry in less than 4 years. You know, we think of Selena Gomez as an actress. We always see her in the tabloids because of her relationships. But she is a big recording attraction right now. She's on a hot streak. Of course, last year she was in rehab for her lupus. You know, she's had health issues. And lately when she's come back, she's mostly been mentioned in concert with Warren, along with The Weeknd, because they're tight now. But this is really Selena's big return to the musical arena.
Mm-hmm. And didn't she said recently the new album she's working on is going to be a dance album, and she's already recorded something with DJ Snake, and she's done some other stuff. So we're excited about Selena's return. She just did a revival album last year and reinvented herself, and now she's reinventing herself.
Well, that's good. I think she does very well in a dance setting.
Yes. Very, very good artist. I like her.
She's smart. All right, moving on. We also have an artist. I guess you could say these guys have reinvented themselves lately, too. Maroon 5. You know, they were a rock band when they started out at the turn of the millennium. Well, even before that, they were a rock band. They called themselves Kara's Flowers. And lately, they've really become a very solid pop attraction, and they found a very successful formula, working with guest artists. And this latest one features the rapper Future as the guest artist. The song is called Cold. It moves from 42nd to 23rd place. A nice steady riser. I'm sure this one's going to go top 20. We'll take a look at Maroon 5 and Future after Cold.
Cold enough to chill my bones. It feels like I don't know you anymore. I don't understand why you're so cold. Are we taking time or time out? I can't take the in-between. Asking me for space here in my house. You know how to with me. Acting like we're not together. After everything that we've been through. Sleeping up under the covers. How am I so far away from you? Distant. When we're kissing. Feel so different. Baby, tell me, how did you get so cold? Enough to chill my bones. It feels like I don't know you anymore. I don't understand why you're so cold to me. With every breath you breathe, I see there's something going on. I don't understand why you're so cold. Yeah, whoa, yeah, whoa, yeah. I don't understand why you're so cold. What you holding on for? Why you wanna bite your tongue for? The silence is killing me. Acting like we're not together. If you don't want this, then what's the use? Sleeping up under the covers. I'm so far away from you, distant. Ooh. When we're kissing, yeah. It feels so different. Yeah. Baby, tell me, how did you get so cold enough to chill my bones? It feels like I don't know. So cold to me. With every breath you breathe, I see there's something going on. I don't understand why you're so cold. Yeah, whoa, yeah, whoa, yeah. I don't understand why you're so cold. Yeah,
sometimes it's cold.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's never thought that you was like this. I took the tag off a major priceless. I just spent a half a meal on a chandelier. Now you try and cut me off like a light switch. Try and stay in Ali, saying that you need some time to breathe. Thinking that I'm sleeping on the four-letter word, but the four-letter word don't sleep. We going two separate ways. You ain't been acting the same. You gotta go, bro, where your heart used to be. You go dig every day. I switched the four-door to the two-door, cause I can't let my driver hear what you say. Can I try to give you space?
Baby, tell me how did you get so cold enough to chill my bones? It feels like I don't know.
All right. Woo, that one caught. That was a cold ending.
It's cold.
Is what that was. Cold from Maroon 5 featuring Future, moving from 42nd to 23rd place. This is their Maroon 5 second straight collaboration with a rapper. Of course, I'm sure we all remember Don't Want to Know with Kendrick Lamar. That was a big hit. It went top 10 in 15 countries. This is the second single from Maroon 5's upcoming sixth album. They first performed this song on The Ellen Show on February 15th. As for Future, this guy just made chart history. Last week, he debuted at number one on the album chart with his self-titled album, Future. This week, he debuts on the Billboard album chart at number one with another album called Hendrix. So he has back-to-back number one album debuts with different albums. And this is the first time in the 58-year history of the Billboard Hot 100 that that happened.
Wow. And he's got the same spelling teacher as The Weeknd.
That's right.
If you look at how the album Hendrix is spelled.
That's right. Yeah, not too fond of vowels.
Missed a few letters.
Yeah, let's keep the vowels to a minimum, okay?
They dropped the E.
Maroon 5 is going to be at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival in April. They're going to be at Rock and Rio in Brazil in September. Future will be at Coachella next month. And then he will tour the U.S. with Migos starting in May. And, we were talking, during the song about, people who write songs and pitch them to other artists, and how sometimes, artists get songs taken away from them. Bebe Rexha was quoted in an article as saying that when she was a rising artist, there were some songs that she wanted to do that she had written, but were taken away from her, saying, no, you're not big enough yet. You got to give us these songs. So you got to pay some dues on the way up.
Yes, you hear that all the time. You know, that song was pitched to so-and-so, but so-and-so recorded it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Ray, for coming in and joining us on on our chart chat. Eyeball in Ghana. Here's Rihanna by request on Border Crossings.
Yellow diamond in the light. And we're standing side by side. As the shadow.
Crossings and Rihanna found love, and you can find it here, too, at 1500 Universal. We've got enough love to go around, and we'll be back tomorrow with another hour of Border Crossings. Thank you, Eyeball in Ghana, listening to 98.1 FM, for tuning us in. Thanks to the worldwide audience for joining us. Thanks to Ray for Chart Chat.
Woohoo!
Thanks to Wagner for doing a great job as our engineer and Vince as our director today. And thanks to you, the most important and biggest thank you of all, for listening to Border Crossings. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the VOA1 Music Network.